We don't usually think about that when we think of church. It's about friendship. But how can we deepen our friendships? And as I was thinking about this theme, I thought about some specific people. I thought of a woman named Laverne and her friend Laura. Do you know who they are? You know that for years, Laura, this person, never came to our church. And Laverne broke every boundary, you see, many boundaries, to just deliver a CD to her so she could listen to the services from Peace Lutheran Church long before we did online services. That happened. That was a friendship. I'm thinking about a friendship that didn't last long, but boy, was it significant in the lives of these individuals. I'm thinking of a woman named Addie and her friend named Lou. Do you know who those people are? One needed friendship, and the other one really needed a ride. And they came together for a couple months, and they came to church, and boy, was that significant. I'm thinking of someone named Harold and a man named Roy. It wasn't until after they died that we realized how significant the friendships were that were in this church. Now, the people that I mentioned are deceased. They're not here today. I could name many friendships here this morning that exist right now that are just awesome and powerful. But you see how important friendship is? A conversation over dinner, perhaps a note, sharing a dream, something like that. That uplifts our soul and it lets our friend know that God is on their side and that there is someday that things will return back to normal. That's what a friendship can do. Boy, how awesome would it be here at Peace if we had deeper friendships in this year to come? I know I need it, and I know that many of you need it. It's something that we just need here at Peace. Because the reality of it is the more separated we get from the herd, he's prowling. He's coming. He knows your weakness. He's going to find you, and he will devour you, for sure. My friends, if you don't have a friendship like that, or you're struggling even with friendship inside the church, I want to remind you of one last thing. You have 100% a friend in Jesus. You have a friend in Jesus. Debbie, can you fast forward, or can you move forward to my final picture? What happens next on this night? Thursday evening, Jesus was with his disciples. The 12 were gathered around him. Now, you might think, he was with his disciples, my goodness, his disciples are going to be around him as he goes and faces the authorities. Or you might think, you know what, not just that, but God the Father is going to be with Jesus after this evening. Certainly, he's never going to be alone, but you know what? He was alone. He went up a hill, very much like Bethlehem. He went to a hill called Calvary. And when he did it, he broke every single barrier. Way more significant than the three friends of David. He broke the barrier of those people that were enemies, that were plotting his demise. He broke through that encampment there. He broke through emotional pain and physical exhaustion. He broke through that. He broke through abandonment. He broke through the significant divide between God and man and sin. He broke through every barrier, not to get a cup of water for you, to pour out his blood so that you could be assured that one day everything will be normal. That one day you will know that you can live with the Father's love and his assurance that everything will be put back to normal. Jesus is our friend. As I close out, how awesome would it be if our friendships got to the point where we really listened to each other's sighings and dreams? Most friends just listen to commands and then they follow through with a command. And David's friends would have done that. But you know what's amazing about their friends? They listen to even David's sighing and his dreams. If you have a friend that listens to your dreams and your desires, and we pray for that here at Peace, you know that you have someone that's on your side. You know that you have someone that's going to take any risk to make sure that you're okay. And the great news is that no one is left behind. We walk together as a herd. We walk together as a flock, and the devil cannot devour us. May that be the case this year. May friendship deepen here at Peace Lutheran. Amen.